When Marion sang, newspaper editorial. Editorial. History was made on April 9th, 1939. Write down this date, April 9th, 1939. We believe this day will be remembered as the moment America came to its senses. People will say that on Easter Sunday of this year, we made a commitment to end racism in America. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., 75,000 Americans gathered outdoors for an historic event. As far as the eye could see, people of every background stood shoulder to shoulder to hear a woman sing. This was not an ordinary singer, and this was not an ordinary event. This was Marian Anderson, a woman blessed with one of the most dynamic voices of our time. The story of how she came to be singing outside in the chilly spring air is unforgettable. Anderson was born with great vocal gifts. As a child, all she ever wanted to do was sing. As an adult, Anderson began to perform in Europe, where people eagerly attended her concerts. Her popularity there helped to confirm her reputation as a great artist. When she returned home, Anderson was hopeful that America was ready to come together to listen to an African-American sing. Eager concert organizers tried to rent Washington, D.C.'s most beautiful concert hall. However, its owners refused to allow an African-American to perform there. When Eleanor Roosevelt heard this, she became angry. No one should violate Anderson's right to sing, and no one should slander her talents, Roosevelt declared. The First Lady would bring Anderson to one of America's most treasured spaces, the Lincoln Memorial, instead. Yesterday, when Anderson began to sing, her voice soared. It was hard not to register the importance of this historic occasion. There is no valid reason to think our country cannot change. We all, as Americans, must work together to elect those who will help end racism in our country. Despite any discouraging pitfall we might face in this effort, this is our duty. We owe Marian Anderson that much.